Nearing the halfway point of June, the Soluminous summer continues, an all-new edition of Soluminous Radio. We're having fun here, Soluniverse. I want to assure you about that. I am John Masalonis. She is the founder of Soluminous and the president of 121 Fit in New Hampshire. She's my fellow co-creator here on this magic carpet ride that is Soluminous Radio. Michelle Rober, how are you this week?
I am fantastic. I am so excited to have on board two shining lights in our soul universe, Joni Eisinger and Mira Kelly.
Not one, but two. Now you're hearing us correctly. Normally there's two chairs in these studios, these cushy, leather-bound Tom Brokaw, NBC News-esque chairs in our studios, but now we had to break the budget. We had to go into the Soluminous bank account, which is filled with unlimited abundance from the universe.
So Thanks for getting that check.
Yes, and it clear we went to OfficeMax and we said, universe, God, infinite source, leather-bound chair for Joni Eisinger, let it be filled with rubies or ruby-plated or something nice, something cushy for the buttocks. There we go. We bring in our good friend, the first guest at Soluminous Radio. Check out her official website, JoniEisinger.com. She's on Twitter, Joni Eisinger. She's on Facebook under Joni's White Light Healing. Has it been 6 months? Now, this program, we're going to be talking about regressions and past lives with Mira Kelly from Hay House. We'll be, of course, introducing her momentarily, and we're blessed to have her on board with us. But 6 months, I'll always say something like this, Joni. I blink my eyes, and it seemed like it was yesterday. And that interview was nearly 6 months ago to the very day.
Well, I think that the theme here, if we're bringing Mira in soon about past lives, I think that we'll just say that time flew, or there is no such thing as time, that it's happening. All of your shows are happening at once. So I just sat in your chair now as your first guest. Let's just get the audience all confused and excited about what we're going to be talking about. But yeah, it's been a trip over the past 6 months, and I'm so honored, both of you, John and Michelle, to have me back. I love radio. I'm doing some live radio now, and to come back here, it makes sense to me. It's a beautiful experience, and I love my new chair. Thank you.
Well, there we go. And if you missed Joni's Soluminous experience, you can go back to the audio vault. It's on demand. Stitcher on iTunes. You can subscribe for free to our official podcast, or again, go to the mothership that is soul-luminous.com. Michelle, we'll be talking with Hay House's Mira Kelly this week, the brand new book, which we're going to have the opportunities to delve into yourself, Joni, and myself within the coming days ahead. Beyond Past Lives, What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation. Available from Hay House, July 29th, 2014. She's such a blessing. She's such an angel. I'll talk about the experience in Toronto maybe one or two or five or 10 times, but she is the inspiration for our message of the week and our word of the week, Michelle.
Yes. Every week we have these two very important organizational letters that occur, right? They form words in intention and hopefully action. So our message of the week, inspired by Mira Kelly, is find your purpose in life. Find your own purpose in life. And the action word of the week is to receive. Receive. Okay? Open yourself up. Expand your mind. Open up to your higher self and receive those soul messages that you're always receiving. For instance, if you have a recurring thought about something that you really want to do, something you feel passionate about, but you keep finding excuses not to do it, that recurring thought about what you wish that you could do is actually your soul seeking expression, your spirit seeking expression through you living your life here on Earth. So receive those messages and then act upon them. Receive and then act upon them. And actually, Joni and Mira both are examples, as well as you and I are, John, of what can happen, what incredible things that can happen when you find your purpose, you receive, and then you act. John?
Absolutely. And yes, you know, we're going to be getting into this interview, which I got a hunch it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be like you're sitting on your own leather bound or mahogany chair, like the three of us are in the Soul Luminous Studios. And you're just going to sit back and say, ah, after listening to Hay House's Mira Kelly. And again, you can check out her official website, MiraKelly.com. She's on Twitter under Mira Kelly, Facebook under Mira Kelly. And as we mentioned, the book, which is coming out in a couple weeks, which we are very much looking forward to reading. After this brief musical interlude, Hay House's Mira Kelly joins myself, John Matsalonis, Michelle Rober, and Joni Eisinger as the Soul Luminous Summer continues here on an all-new edition of Soul Luminous Radio. The Soul Luminous Summer continues, an all-new edition of Soul Luminous Radio, heard exclusively on iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, the mothership that is soul-luminous.com. Myself, along with my fellow co-creator and co-host here at Soul Luminous Radio, she is the founder of Soul Luminous. She is Michelle Rober. Michelle, as we mentioned, you know, there's one more of us here in these beautiful leather-bound hosting chairs here in the Soul Luminous Studios. Joni Eisinger, our dear friend from New Jersey, the healer, channel, and guide, is joining us for this interview. And this is something that I've been looking forward to for about almost 3 months, actually, Michelle.
Oh, I am so happy that Joni's here because, you know why? We are soul sisters and friends, and she also has the distinct honor of being our first guest on the Luminous Radio. And I also had the privilege to be the recipient of a healing from her, which was no less than profound. It has so made a difference in my life. And now here we are tonight with another great Mira Kelly. So Joni will help us ask those deeper questions with her experience to really pierce maybe some kind of lack of comprehension about what each of them do and how this type of healing can really, really, really help people. John?
Absolutely, Joni. And this past weekend, you asked me, you said, John, are you like, it seems like you're experiencing some trauma or some shock. And I said, no, I'm fine. And you said, John, no, past lives. And then you said, like, murders and all these sorts of heinous things. And I'm like, wow. In past lives, or as we'll be discussing, parallel lives, I must have really been like on a merry-go-round, so to speak, throughout the course of this beautiful life of mine, Joni.
Well, first, I want to thank both of you for having me on. It's time that's sped up, or shall we say there is no such thing as time, that I was here yesterday or it's happening now. I love jumping into other lifetimes. And what you experienced, John, was a release of lifetimes of trauma. So you were feeling very good because you were having a release, but I was actually clicking into what other lifetimes you were pulling up. So it sometimes is quite paradoxical, and I'm sure that Mira will be sharing a lot about that too.
Absolutely. And yes, 3 months ago, Michelle, as you well know, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for the Hay House I Can Do It 2014 event. And I believe the second day, it was such the most magical weekend of my entire life. And then I hear this angelic voice coming from the stage. And I had experienced so much stuff during that weekend. I said, oh my gosh, you know, there's, you know, first Doreen Virtue, and then there's all these people that are around. And I hear Mira Kelly speak. And it was so enchanting. It was so fantastic. I had the pleasure and the honor of meeting her. And Michelle and Joni, as you well know, that was a very interesting weekend for me, needless to say. So I'm more on my A game now. We're going to have so much to talk about, including that weekend in Toronto we encourage you, Soluniverse, to check out Mira Kelly's official website. It is mirakelly.com. That's K-E-L-L-E-Y.com. You can like her on Facebook, on facebook.com/MiraKelly. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at Mira Kelly. You can log on to Amazon.com. You can pre-order your copy of Beyond Past Lives, What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation, which will be available July 29th from our good friends at Hay House. The beautiful, talented, and angelic Mira Kelly joining us here in the Soluminous Studios this week. Mira, we appreciate the free time joining myself and Michelle and Joni. How are you tonight?
Hello. It's so wonderful to join you, John, and Michelle and Joni. Hello.
Hi.
This is absolutely fantastic. I have to say, first things first, Mira, you know, you're so positive and you're so uplifting. If there was something mundane that a person was doing, like, let's say, painting their attic, you could make it sound beautiful. Like, here you are painting the attic. I gotta say that first things first. Let's go back, if you could, because a good amount of the Soluniverse throughout the course of the past couple of months has had the opportunities to be at the I Can Do It events. And I think this is a perfect place to start. You were there in Toronto. I was there in Toronto. What did that experience mean for you personally and professionally, as well as being a part of the previous Hay House I Can Do It events?
It's really a wonderful opportunity to share the message of past life regression and bring it to a very personal place of understanding with people. Of course, you know, it's always, as you remember, Brian Weiss was also one of the speakers. So for me, it was personally a beautiful milestone to be able to share the stage with him, because he was really the person who brought past life regression into my life when I was a little girl. And being on stage and being able to talk about past life regression, the miraculous healing I have experienced personally through this beautiful, gentle process of connecting with one's past life, and also being able to share with people on how this process can help them understand and heal their emotional, physical challenges, to understand their relationships with people they have in a relationship with, you know, the ones they love dearly, the ones they fall in love at first sight, and of course the ones that really challenge them. And of course, you know, people also use regression to address questions of their life purpose, to address really any situation in life. So it was quite enjoyable for me to be there and share this message with people.
Mira, you know, people, when I've had past life regression done, I went through my experience with Joni, but I had one done, and it was extremely powerful. It actually scared me. And when I talk about this, because as in the coaching that I do, whether it's for health and weight loss, or it's in my Soluminous coaching to help people, you know, really find their own power and go through what they need to go through, I look for different ways to help people. So it's not just my way, but there are, you know, what you're doing, what Joni does, and what a whole bunch of other people do in different ways of energetic healing or whatever it is. And it's really cool to bring in a different aspect. When I suggest something like this to clients as a way for them to go deeper, and they look at me sideways like, you're nuts. You know, can you explain in kind of more earthly terms what this is? Are you actually going back in time, or what is that all about? So people who are unfamiliar with this great healing tool can really open themselves up more to it.
Oh, sure, I would love to. It really is a process. It's a very gentle and simple process. It's very much like meditation. You simply sit in a comfortable position or lay down, and because the body is relaxed, because the mind knows that you are in a safe space, that you're safe in your physical surroundings, the mind is able to tune out and decrease the awareness of the input from the external senses, things like touch and smell and sight, and to focus within into the information that is always available within us. Because in truth, our past lives are part of our heritage. part of our makeup, part of our energy field. So we're always connecting with, we're always connected with this information. And the moment we tune within, we are able to access that very easily and very quickly. And the idea being is that when we connect with other lifetimes that we have lived, we're able to understand better the lesson and the challenges that we are going through in the present moment. And I have to tell you, because you mentioned that it was a yours was an experience that scared you, I want to address that for those who are hearing about past life regression for the first time. Sometimes the lives we connect with are emotional. There is definitely information that is being brought up for us. And sometimes those lives are the most beautiful and gentle and assuring lifetimes where we were able to really be happy and fulfilled. Because, you know, there is always that value in seeing that you have actually been able to do it in another lifetime, meaning have that happiness and joy. And sometimes it serves us best to connect with lifetimes where we see the challenges being played out in extreme situations. But they're never done with the purpose when we do a past life regression. We always do it with the intent of healing. We don't really do it with the intent of just scaring ourselves silly out of our minds as if we're going to a horror movie, you know, for no point other than being just silly scared. So even if something comes up, you will feel the emotions, but it will resonate because it's already part of you. So it's already part of your energy. So it will speak to you. You will immediately recognize yourself as this other person in this lifetime. Images, perceptions, understandings will come up. People experience smells, sounds, conversations. Mm. Sometimes they even speak to me in languages that they don't even consciously know is who they are today, you know. So it's really a magnificent way to connect with other lifetimes and see the learnings that your soul has done through the different incarnations. And here's the beauty of this work. The moment you come out of a regression, this happens with everybody. There's this awareness of, now I understand. Now I see the bigger picture of my soul path. And you know what? Now I'm going to choose to do differently. And this is really the magic, because if you were to go to a psychic, if you were to go to a medium, they can provide you information about other lifetimes you have lived. And that's beautiful and powerful. And when the information is accurate, it always resonates, right? It's always done with a service towards moving you forward. But nothing compares to when you actually connect yourself with another lifetime. And when you feel those feelings on a very deep, visceral level, when you are in the body of another person, right? When you recognize yourself as another person, it opens your world in ways that, you know, it's just so tremendous.
Mira, I'm gonna just jump in right here. I'm sorry, Joni. I do have to say that everything that you just said was absolutely right. In this experience I had, I smelled the mustiness of the forest that I was walking through. The clothes that I wore, the things that were happening, there was no way I could have known or experienced that. I think that the practitioner, I went really deep, and I think that it scared me, and then she got scared. But I must say that it was very, very, very profound. It's exactly the way you just described it about the smells and the sounds and the languages and everything. So thank you for enlightening us on that.
Mira, I work similarly and differently from you in that I am, I guess, the lay term, the psychic that can go into the past life.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
I bridge my sharing with the client about their past lives with what metaphors come from the traumas and the unforgiveness work, and I'm able to bridge that with their present life issues. I'm wondering, do you do interpretation when you're doing your past life regressions, or do you encourage the client who's working through it to do it themselves? How does that work with you?
Oh, here's what happens. So it's, when I work with a person, I love how at the end, towards the end of the session, after I have brought the person to experience one, two, or several lifetimes, when I get them to connect with their higher self. So during the time with them connecting with their higher self, really incredible and wonderful things happen, because sometimes people do indeed connect with their higher self. Other times they meet with their angels, with their guides. Sometimes they have these beautiful experiences of connecting with relatives who have passed on. So really a variety of possibilities happen, and people are able to receive an understanding on how to bridge the lifetimes that they experience and the lessons, and bring that into a full circle into who they are today, to do the analysis of how does this relate, how does this help me move forward. And of course, that's also the time when I use the opportunity to ask about the questions that people have about relationships, work, money, career, their health challenges, and ask for the healing on, and the guidance on moving them forward.
Very interesting.
We have Hay House's Mira Kelly joining us on an all-new edition of Soul Luminous Radio. Again, the brand new book, which is forthcoming within the next couple of weeks, which will be released through, again, our friends at Hay House, coming out July 29th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. Beyond Past Lives, What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation. Mira, Wayne Dyer, it's already been a couple of years. You've got such a beautiful relationship with him. And to be able to have you two connect and then have the relationship grow and grow and grow. For those of our Soul Universe listening audience who are not familiar with, most importantly, your background and what you were able to do for Dr. Wayne Dyer, and actually conduct a past life regression on him, and how he's been feeling. You know, he firmly believes that even though he was, quote unquote, diagnosed with leukemia, every time someone asks him, how are you doing, he says, I am well. So if you can share with our listening audience, if you could, how that past life regression changed his life.
Absolutely, I would love to. I have really been blessed with the opportunity to work with Wayne Dyer. And I should tell you that I did not know Wayne before I reached out to him. So here is how this happened. I discovered past life regression when I was little, when I was a teenager. I was 13 years old. And I had a very profound experience. It was really a very vivid, so real in my mind that I never even saw confirmation beyond what I learned. It was just such a profound experience. So that happened when I was 13 years old. It really impacted the trajectory of how I saw myself as a soul in a human body. And then, as any other child, my life kept on going. And I was in my 20s. I was already living in New York City. I should tell you that I grew up in a communist country and in Bulgaria. And I was already living in New York City, working as a corporate and securities attorney in a large law firm, when I had a profound physical healing of a condition for which I was told that I either need to learn to live with the pain for the rest of my life, and the pain was atrocious, it was really debilitating, or I needed to have an operation. And it was since I'm mentioning this, I should say it was a condition of my jaw. So you can just imagine, you know, the pain always being right there in your face. And so I was able, after a whole year of looking to heal this through the standard opportunities and suggestions that my dentist was giving me, I decided to take matters in my own hands, and I did a past life regression, and I have to tell you, I experienced something very brief in terms of details and in terms of impressions, yet it was very profound emotionally. It really stirred me up very good, so good that on the next morning, I woke up and the pain was completely gone. And my dentist called this a miracle, and I have to tell you, it was a true miracle how the healing just happened instantaneously overnight for me. And after this experience, I continued working as a corporate lawyer, but in my spare time, I kept on involving myself more and more in the field of past life regression, so much so that several years later, I heard that Wayne Dyer was diagnosed with leukemia. And through another miracle story, I was able to, I received the moment of intuition that Wayne Dyer is ready to heal and move away from the challenge, the physical challenge of leukemia. So I actually felt the guidance to reach out to him. And I did, and lo and behold, him and I connected. I'm saying lo and behold because honestly I was struggling within myself to even reach out to him. And we had a very beautiful, very profound, very meaningful for him regression. It helped him understand his soul path. It helped him understand his purpose. It solidified his conviction in so many things and gave him understanding on the relationships, his personal relationships. So because of this experience, Wayne recognized the value and the tremendous potential of healing that this work has in it. And he hasn't done a regression up until this point. I was the first experience that he has had. And so he was eager to share this information with the whole world. And that's how he became somebody who has always been by my side ever since then in supporting what I do. And because of this healing, because of this regression that we did, he was able to let go of the emotional challenges behind the leukemia. And as his soul has orchestrated it, John of God, the physical healer, John of God, and I came into his life in the same week, and we were basically working together to do this physical healing for him. So when Wayne says that he is leukemia free, I absolutely believe that. He's really in an incredibly different place in his life now.
Mira, you touched upon one very soul luminous topic we have here at Soul Luminous Radio, and that is you were struggling with yourself to even reach out to him. Now, going from a successful corporate lawyer, and then delving into the career of what you are in now, that took a really big leap of faith. Your belief and your passion and your absolute connectedness to what you really wanted to do had to supersede that fear. But we all have fear at some point when we're reaching out to really go through our own transformation. So we have to go through that fear and that pain of fear. For many, many, many people, that fear stops them. It's paralyzing. And they don't do what their spirit or their soul is calling them towards.
I absolutely agree with you. It's such an important topic, and I'm so glad that this is a conversation that you're encouraging with people by bringing through the stories of others like me. And I have to tell you, this topic of following your passion, following what really moves you on a deep soul level, has become one of the most, interesting things about me in the eyes of people. And for me, it's unusual because I'm simply sharing my own struggles and my own story. But it's when people look at me, they say, I can identify with that because I too am in a place where my job is just a job. I'm doing it because it's my family's business. I'm doing it because it's just expected of me. I'm doing it because I gotta have a paycheck and provide for my family or for myself. So really, I get to have this conversation about following your path, your passion, your purpose very often. And here's what I have learned through my struggles, right? Here's how I can bring this as a lesson for people. What was holding me back was the belief that, for me personally, was the belief that healers don't make money. Because as a corporate attorney, I was making a decent living. So my concern and my belief was that that's really the only way to make money, by having a profession, by having a career. And so for me, once I became aware that past life regression is a passion of mine, because it was so obvious, you know, when I would do the occasional regression with people, or when I get to have the occasional conversation with someone, or go to a workshop or read a book, I mean, there was just that feeling of my soul singing. And so it was very clear that this was a path towards my fulfillment was open. You know, there was that just incredible joy and fulfillment and passion, but those beliefs were in the way. So I realized that rather than trying to make a deal with God, and rather than saying, God, first you got to show me the money, and then I'm going to trust you, and then I'm going to believe in this whole thing, and I'm going to follow my passion, I decided that, you know what, it's actually smarter if I do something else. So I worked on my beliefs around money. I worked on my beliefs that were holding me back, the things that I didn't think possible, right? So for somebody, that would be, what would my family say? How would I be perceived? For other people, it'll be about money. For you know, everybody has their own set of beliefs. So that's my first suggestion to people looking to what is the moment of, but what if, right? And work through those. There's such beautiful modalities out there that you can use. Whatever your intuition pulls you towards will help you. For me, that was definitely a regression. I experienced a regression where in a lifetime I was a monk who felt very deeply connected to God, but in that lifetime I wasn't able to bring that message of God to people. And so I died with this deep connection to the divine, but the regret that I couldn't really share that and inspire people. So you bet that realization of, oh, I do not want to die with the same regret in me, really moved me. It really moved the energy within me to start sharing, to start talking. And here's what I was able to do at first, because I was not feeling comfortable being as open and as visible and as really being seen at that moment. I did the most I knew how to at that moment. I simply created an anonymous blog. And I think at that time, me and my mother were the only two people reading that blog. But that mm-hmm. didn't matter. You know, what mattered was that in the moment I felt the pull towards doing something in the direction of my passion that really excited me, I did it to the best of my abilities without any expectations. So really, that's a lesson right there. The moment you feel that stirring of joy, of excitement within you, follow through on it to the best of your abilities, you know, without any expectation, is really important, because expectations get us tripped up sometimes. So, you know, by following this little thing of just doing what I can in every moment, just following what felt exciting to me, I was able to take bigger and bigger steps. And as I was saying to you, at first it was just reading a book or having a conversation or going to a workshop. Then it became regressing people. Then it became talking about these regressions. Then it became writing this blog. Then it became reaching out to Wayne Dyer. Then it became contributing to Brian Weiss's book, Miracles Happen. And you know, it was building on and on and on. And all of a sudden, all these things came together. Because we see, with every action I was taking, I was saying, universe, this is as far as I can go, but please meet me there, you know, and the universe sure enough will. And then the next step you take, the universe will give you more, because you're ready for more. So if all those years ago, I would have imagined that you and I will be having this conversation today, and that I will be having a book coming out, and that I will have, you know, stories of my past life regression on Oprah's website, I would have been saying, oh, no, not me. And I was hidden back in my little hole, you know, in the safety of what I felt comfortable with back then. So that's why the need to do as much as you can in every moment. And that's how things began building up for me, and every step has been ever more miraculous and ever more expanding and exciting. And here's the part about not expecting anything. I could have never taken enough action for Wayne Dyer to include the story of his regression in his book, Wishes Fulfilled. I could have never taken enough action for Brian Weiss to pick my story for his book, book Miracles Happen. I could have never done so many things, but yet, because I was doing the best I knew, being moved by my passion, having already cleared my beliefs that were limiting me, and every step of the way, making sure that I'm clearing everything that is coming up, because you betcha a lot of fears have been coming up every step of the way. And all these beautiful, incredible synchronicities have been presenting themselves.
Thank you for that, Mira. That was awesome. That was incredible. The passion in your voice is just making me smile as we're having this conversation. It in itself, the energy of your voice and all of that about it is inspiring in itself. I mean, you could be talking a language I don't understand and it would still be inspiring. Joni?
You love what you do. It is so apparent. As healers, we're oftentimes having to explain terminology, and I found that the term past lives can sometimes overwhelm clients. Now, if we embrace the concept that all lifetimes are happening simultaneously, and we have a client who isn't necessarily even on board with past lives, how do you connect the term past, which is linear, with the present?
Absolutely.
Now?
I love your question, and I have to tell you, my very first client that I had when I was still taking my baby steps in this field, who was outside of the comfort zone of family and friends, presented to me the most incredible regression session. He experienced six lifetimes that were all taking place in the same 130-year period.
Sure.
And these 130 years went from sometime in the 1920s to the 2040s, 2040, okay?
Sure.
So I was presented with this idea that lifetimes are not just past, present, and future, but that they're actually simultaneous pretty much at the get-go of me starting to do this work.
Yeah.
And it took me quite a while to... It took me quite a while to actually be able to make sense of it all in my own head. And here's what I learned from my clients. The best way to understand something is to teach it. This is one of the, you know, the brilliant pieces of wisdom that the higher self of one of my clients has shared with the person. You know, the best way to understand something is to teach it. Teach to understand. So it was really through writing my book Beyond Past Lives and sharing and talking about this during workshops that it became very clear to me that there's simply no conflict there. You know, there's really no conflict between lives being described as past or present or future or simultaneous.
Yes.
Because here's the truth of the matter. Here's the essence of the reason why. For us here on Earth, time is linear. We schedule our things. We remember our past. We enjoy and talk about being present in the moment. So we definitely feel the movement of time. And that's on this dimension. But once the spirit becomes aware of the one dimension higher, let's call it, right outside of the Earth focus of physical existence, you begin realizing that there's really no such thing as time. All lifetimes are existing simultaneously, and time is flowing in the present now moment, which is something that spiritual teachers have been talking about for us for some time now, and now quantum physicists are confirming that as well. And to us as people, the idea, the closest we have come to knowing the simultaneity of time is when we experience déjà vus, or when we have those moments of synchronicities. Because, you know, we all have had a déjà vu, so we can really relate to that, where we know that something has already happened, but it's kind of happening in the future, but it's also happening right now. So we really do have that experience of time being simultaneous. And synchronicities is simply the culmination of the understanding of everything being orchestrated simultaneously for it to match so perfectly in that pinnacle moment when it all comes together exactly when we need it in the most perfect set of circumstances. So it's not really that it's either past lives or simultaneous lives. It's really that past lives and simultaneous lives are basically the same thing.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you. Lately, I've been saying other lifetimes.
That's really the best way. That's exactly the term I love using as well, because then you really move out of that nuance and simply say, yes, they're just simply other lifetimes.
I think when the veil is thin and the person can see a Salvador Dali painting with the clocks melting, I think that is when they get it, when they realize that time is not real and that it's dissolving before our eyes. It's
beautiful.
And you
know what happens when that realization comes? Mm. The person becomes so empowered.
Yes.
Because they really free themselves and they really start understanding that the present moment holds the power of affecting every other moment, be it the past, present, or the future. Then really the present moment holds the power of changing everything.
Absolutely.
So it really empowers people. And there's so much I can speak about the power of the present moment and how this new understanding of time and lifetimes that I actually wrote a whole book about it, right? There's so much that could be said. So I really hope you listeners are very intrigued by this conversation and dive deeper into it, because I share so much in my book and actually very much on a practical level through exercises so that people can move this information in their everyday lives.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. And we have got Meera Kelly joining us on an all-new edition of Soluminous Radio. I'm John Mascalonis. She is Michelle Rober, and she is Joni Isinger. And of course, again, Hay House is Meera Kelly joining us here on Soluminous Radio. The brand-new book, Beyond Past Lives, you can pre-order on Amazon.com. What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation. And Meera is on the road. Yes, she's going to be in Los Angeles on June 14th, Vancouver on June 21st, New York City June 28th, Toronto, back again in Toronto on August the 2nd, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, on September 13th, in L.A. October 18th, and yes, John of God, Brazil, on October the 26th, which I know that you're very excited about. And someone that we're always very excited to talk about on the program is very near and dear to our hearts, and that is Anita Morjani. And she, her story might as well have been called, you know, the best way that I can describe it, Meera, is that my dear friend, my forgiveness coach and intuitive healer, Jennifer Norton, brought this book to me and said, John, you might as well read this. And I read the book. And I might as well have said, John Mascalonis, this is you if you don't, you know, get your act together. And then I had the opportunities to meet Anita, along with yourself, at the I Can Do It event. And she is so filled with love. She's so filled with understanding and compassion. And you were a main facilitator in her relationship with Wayne Dyer. I mean, dare I say, if it wasn't for you, she might not have met Wayne Dyer and her story might not have been able to be shared with the masses. If you can share with our listening audience, with our Soluniverse, if you could, just that beautiful relationship with Anita and what the experience was like to sort of be the facilitator and, you know, and bring Anita to Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Absolutely. You know, I discovered Anita's story on the internet, and I was really just like you. I was very, and really like so many other people, I was so moved by it. It really spoke to me on a very deep level, and I loved it so much that I shared the story with Wayne Dyer, and he himself loved it so much that he shared it with Hay House, and they reached out to Anita and connected with her, and that, and as they say, the rest is history. So definitely there's a, so I didn't know Anita before I brought her story to Wayne, but the moment she and I met, there was the recognition of soul sisters, and also there was the feeling of we must have scheduled this one and planned on this one on a soul level, because the beautiful way of the orchestration of how it all came together was so seamless, so easy, so miraculous. And there was a conversation in which Wayne Dyer and I had about Anita and her book and the power behind her message. And we were saying how the two of us coming together really allowed for Anita's story to come into the world. And of course, in turn, Anita has brought so much joy and so many gifts into my life and into Wayne's life. So it's really been a very, one of those miracles that really has been happening to me on the path of just really being your true self and living your true self, which is something that happens for everyone when they really allow for the alignment with spirit within.
Mira, you said your true self, and that was actually the essence of my next question. When you talk about connecting with your passion, even for anyone who wants to achieve a certain goal, in my coaching, I ask them why. What will it bring you? And essentially, after enough of those whys, you get down to something that they be excited about, something that they really feel strongly about. And I think that an aspect of what we're all talking about tonight in the healing, I mean, there's something that needs to be healed that isn't resonating with our own personal truth. And when you talk about being passionate and really going for that passion, you're really talking about aligning with who you are and what you're all about, your authentic truth, your, you know, in the words of Panache Desai, your soul signature. But so if you could relate some of maybe a couple of examples of people being from one place and realizing something else through your healings, of thinking one thing and going through another, a couple of little nuggets of examples of clients that you have done this with, and they went from A to Z maybe in their understanding in their healing through aligning with what, you know, what their personal truth is.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that this moment of personal truth really applies to everything. It doesn't just apply to us following our path and our careers, right? For example, my story of working through the lifetime where I saw myself as that monk who wasn't able to speak the message of God to people. And as I started mentioning that, it occurred to me, a story popped into my mind. I have so many stories that I can share. A story came to my mind of a workshop that I did in New York City recently. And one of the audience members was a lady who has been very concerned about and really incapacitated in following her passion as an artist. And she experienced a lifetime where that was really, she was a very good artist, technically, was able to really do the work and perform the work, but there was the disapproval from the family, there was the disapproval from the community, and a very different lifetime ensued for her as a man in that other life. And when she was sharing the story with the whole group, with the whole workshop, actually tears were coming down her face, and she was saying, I really don't want to be pursuing the boring office job that I'm doing anymore. I will do whatever it needs to be done so that I can manage the situation and make sure that I'm safe, because I don't need to be jumping off a cliff if I don't believe that I'll survive the jump, right? But she was saying, I now understand the true path of my soul, and I'm committing to that, as opposed to committing to the opposite, as opposed to committing to not believing in myself, not believing that I'm supported for being who I am. But you see, this also applies to so many other areas in our life, because every physical challenge that comes to us in terms of illness, every emotional challenge that comes to us, is simply the soul's recognition that we are out of alignment, that there is an opportunity to learn and grow through that. And the beauty of past life regression is that it can be used on anything. There really isn't a situation in one's life that they cannot explore and heal and bring understanding through regression. So right now in my mind, I'm remembering a man who had the physical challenge of digestion. He was able to eat such limited amounts of food, and he experienced a lifetime where he was a toreador in Spain, and where he was fighting a bull, and the bull, cut through his intestines, and he died in the arena in front of people. And I had a session with his wife the following day, and she came up and she said, you know, what did you do? He ate pizza right after leaving, and then we had Italian food for dinner, something we haven't done in 10 years. So you know, there was that moment of emotional release for him, the ability to follow his path and his passion and be his true self by simply bringing the lesson and the understanding.
Mira, when you're having sessions with clients, I'm assuming that there's also laughter amidst the tears. And I'm wondering if you've ever had any fun experiences where when a client is going to that other lifetime, that you are with them in that lifetime as well.
Oh, I want to share a story with you. Thank you for this question. So I need to say, before I tell you the story, I need to tell you that people experience many different versions of life during their regressions. Some people experience human lifetimes. Some people experience being other life forms, things like flowers and monkeys and wolves. And other people experience other dimensions altogether. They experience being beings who serve other souls in specific roles, or they see themselves as extraterrestrials and living on other planets. Really, it's the variety of possibilities to be experienced during a regression is really endless. So this man, who is a lovely, lovely person from Eastern European descent, who came to see me, not knowing much about regression, but felt a strong connection with me, felt that there was something for him to learn through this experience, went through a lifetime where he was a dinosaur. And I have to tell you, he was so shocked being a dinosaur, because he was not only a dinosaur, he was a mama dinosaur. They had a little baby dinosaur. So it was quite extraordinary for him to experience himself as a dinosaur. So he kept on narrating throughout the entire time and saying, this is not real. This is out of National Geographic. How could this be? How could this be possible? It was just so humorous. It was just so funny. But I have to tell you, in that, even though there was the moment of disbelief and the moment of, like, how could this even possibly be happening to me? Because, you know, he had a very strong identity within himself as a man, as a guy. And all of a sudden, this guy experienced himself as a dinosaur, a female dinosaur. It was enjoyable to watch. But at the same time, he also experienced a tremendous healing from that, and really helped him release stuff around loss in connection with his family. Wow.
And also possibly getting in touch with his feminine side?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for bringing that point up. Absolutely.
You know, Mira, one of the things, I think this is a perfect way to draw our interview to a close. The atmosphere of the Hay House event, as we discussed at the very beginning of the interview, when you have the opportunities to meet, necessarily you can call it fans, but we're all one. I listened to one of the beautiful meditations that you did on abundance that you posted on your YouTube channel, and we are all one. We're all the same. You know, if you're on a stage like Anita Morjani or Doreen Virtue or yourself, you still put your shoes on the same way. You don't hop magically into your pants, so to speak. So to be able to take the book on the road when you have your forthcoming book tour and all your different workshops and just meeting people, to be able to have that in-person contact. Yeah, you can talk to someone over the phone or on Skype or via email, but I'm a firm believer too. I've been told that I have a very young spirit but an old soul, so to speak. So I'm old school in the fact that I just love, you know, being with someone in person, having that person-to-person contact. What is that like for you? What is this specific forthcoming book tour going to be like for you?
Oh, it's going to be so enjoyable because, just like you said, there's something really extraordinary about being able to meet with people in person. It's such an honor for me to be able to share the gift of spirit, really, because this book, I don't think of it as my book, honestly, even though my name is on the cover. Beyond Past Life was really written in a very much channeled way, because when people were doing their regressions, they were channeling all these experiences and the messages from their higher self. And when I was writing, I felt that it was coming from someplace else altogether. So as I began working on writing this book, sessions will show up, people will show up, and they were basically writing the book. And all I had to do is say, may I tell your story? So I really believe that this is the work of the divine. So for me, it feels as an incredibly great honor to be able to share this with people and say, this is something really beautiful. I know it will bring so much light, so much healing, so much inspiration, so much permission for you to be your greatest self to you, that I feel honored to be able to do this for you. And I have to say, when you were talking about being in person with someone, In the yogic world, in the yogic community, this is called energy transmission, because we are able to attune that much better and stronger to somebody's energy when we are in their energy field, energy presence. And so much of the teachings that we do are not really spoken through words. It's really vibration. Just as that vibration was transmitted to me through these sessions. And it's also in the book, and it's also conversed in our conversation, you know, spread through our conversation today. And so it goes when people meet in person with me. So I'm really looking forward to this book tour. It'll be really something extraordinary and beautiful. And meanwhile, people can go on my website, mirakelly.com, and get the free gift that I'm offering for those of you who pre-order the book, because those of you who pre-order the book will be really the people who are spreading the light to ever more people. And because of that, I want to thank everyone and offer them these beautiful gifts. And they really are great gifts.
Mm. And, you know, Michelle and Joan, I think this is an ideal way to add this in. You know, when you go to Mira's Facebook page, which again is facebook.com/Mira Kelly, you'll find such beautiful spiritual treasures such as this. And this is from the Grandmaster Choa Kaksui. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that sir's name right. You were born to manifest your greatness. I am. I am not the body. I am not the emotion. I am not the thought. I am not the mind. The mind is only a subtle instrument of the soul. I am the soul. I am a spiritual being of divine intelligence, divine love, divine power. I am one with my higher soul. I am that I am, as Wayne Dyer too would say. I am one with the divine spark within me. I am connected with God. I am one with God. I am one with all. Mira, this was a blast. I know that you're going to be in Buffalo for your book tour, so we're going to be able to place the names with the faces once again. And on behalf of Joni and Michelle, thank you very much for reserving the time for us here at Soul Luminous Radio. We look forward to checking out the book, courtesy of you and Tim, within the next couple of days. And best of luck going forward from here. Thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you so much for having me. I really very much enjoyed this conversation. Thank you.
Michelle, Joni, there is only one word that I can say to describe that interview, and it's blessed. Well, truly blessed. That's actually two words. You're back to close the week with us here on Soul Luminous Radio. A fantastic divine interview with Hay House's Mira Kelly. Michelle, what did you learn from the interview? I mean, I could be here with like a list of 15 things, like a big scroll of things that I learned from Mira Kelly, but she's just so filled with love. She's so filled with love, and that comes right through your speakers, through your phone, however you're listening to this very program.
You know, John, what I learned was two things. One, she brought a new depth of understanding into what past life regression can do, that it can heal all different things. It doesn't have to be necessarily this huge trauma that you're experiencing in life. It can be a recurring pattern that you're might be uncomfortable with. I mean, it can go from discomfort to trauma, anything that you want, but it can serve people on many, many levels in any aspects of their life, whether it's their career, their body, you know, relationships, whatever. It addresses it all. Didn't know that. That I love. The next thing that I learned, which I suspected, but she confirmed it, was that, you know, when you're aligned with your truths and your passion, that it's all the same. Her story is the same as Joni's story. It's the same as my story. It's the same as John's story, you, John. And it's the same as every one of our listeners out there. And that is the big deal for Soul Luminous Radio. This is our invitation to you. Listen to us. Listen to mostly our guests and learn from their experience, because they had as much fear as we did. But aligning with your truth and passion creates miracles in the moment.
Yes. John? And sometimes, Joni, you know, those miracles, they just take a little time to occur, but it can happen instantaneously. It can easily even happen overnight. We're going to talk about something a little bit different, because normally we do our parting shots, Joni, as you well know. You love the parting shots. Michelle, you do too. I do want to mention just a couple of brief small parting shots here. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there, the dads-to-be, all throughout the Soul Universe, all throughout the world that are going to be celebrating Father's Day this forthcoming Sunday. Happy belated birthday goes out to our foodie treasure in the Soul Universe. Hay House's Julie Daniluk celebrating her birthday this past week. And I also want to give some love, and we're going to be doing this, Michelle, you know, we're going to be selecting some tweets from the Soul Universe, our listeners, our followers on Twitter, that engage with us and provide us inspiration. You know, we provide inspiration, but we're receiving too here, Michelle and Joni. Listen to this. This is from Ann Lazarus from Northridge, California. Dear Soul Universe Spirit, when we are comfortable with who we are, we cease to be uncomfortable. We become one with creation when we honor the promises we've made to ourselves and others. We create a life of abundance and fulfillment when we are one with our word. That is Kevin Hall, the author of Aspire. So Ann Lazarus, she says, be comfortable with yourself. Love yourself enough to care which direction you are headed in. Words so true. Joni, I sent you a video. Michelle, I sent you a video. And I think it makes sense that we do something a little different. You know, 6-month anniversary. We're almost 1 year old, and we're halfway there. Jim Carrey, of course, the star of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Majestic, and Dumb and Dumber, and the forthcoming Dumb and Dumber sequel, spoke at the Maharashi University of Management commencement ceremonies just a couple of weeks ago. Now, you know, Jim Carrey is this wacky, goofy guy on In Living Color nearly 20 plus years ago, and he has had an awakening. He now talks about choosing love over fear. He is becoming one with his spirit, and it's been going on for the past couple of years, and he works with charities. There's a charity that is near and dear to his heart called the You Foundation. I want to talk about the importance of choosing love over fear. And Joni, I want to start off with yourself, because, you know, we could say happy this, and yes, we want to thank this, but this is a message, whether you're listening to the program for the first time, for the 10th time, for the 20th time, this is a message that is universal. Where if you're listening 8 months from now, 2 years from now, this is the most important message that is out there, because when you choose love over fear, beautiful things happen beyond your wildest dreams.
I agree. You're hitting on some heavy topics, John, at the end of this show here. I'll say that love is the universe, that we are all pieces of the over soul, the infinite intelligence that is love, and that when we come down to Earth, I lovingly call this Earth School, we get touched over the head with the veil of unknowing or the veil of forgetfulness, and we don't remember our plan. We don't remember our divine connection to source, to spirit. And so what was originally the knowing, the original knowing that we are love, that we are all, that the I am presence, becomes a fear of separation. And so it becomes something very, very natural, very comfortable to slip into an I'm not okay, things won't go well, it's not divinely ordered. And that when one begins to move back towards that all over truth, that love is the predominant force in the universe, in it is creation itself, then fear slips away, healing occurs, miracles abound, and then one slips into knowing their soul purpose, being in the now where they have their ultimate power, engaging in activities that are their passion, that make them feel rapture. And so when you talk about moving from fear to love, that in fact is one returning to knowing who they are as an aspect of God in creation.
Michelle?
Well, yes. You know, Jim Carrey's speech, I did listen to it. He brought up there was one moment in that speech where he was talking about fear, and he said, it's an everyday situation where these thoughts are going on in your head, and he thinks, you know, the dog that's going to eat you alive. And it's not really, it won't, and it isn't, and it's not really a dog, but you totally believe it to be. It all comes down to, you know, I'm not, it all comes down to worthiness and being loved and maybe being alone, you know, in that we spend so much time in that fear that essentially detrimental to our survival. You know, we think it is, we believe it to be, we believe we might die if something happens, like we don't make enough money or if my husband leaves me or something like that. You know, but you don't, but you can kill yourself that way through the stress of believing it. And John, I know that each one of us here tonight on the show has experienced some level of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring in one more aspect. My mom's 70th birthday celebration was yesterday, and she is radiantly beautiful. I mean, she's healthy as before. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's on the threshold of a whole new life. I mean, a whole new life. She has a ton of money in her pocket. She just, you know, she lost her husband, my dad, 5 years ago, and she's gotten through that. And I had to do this toast for her, and so I did this tribute. It was a story about the gathering of the gods and the spirit and how she was created and the different circumstances that she was born into, you know, and then having six daughters, me being the oldest, and then five of my sisters, and going through all of this, and God planted a very special gift in her. And no one knew what it was until the end of the tribute. But the gift was that every single moment of every single day, there was not one moment in all of our lives, me and all my sisters, where my mother did not love us unconditionally. She accepted us everything, every bit of our personalities, every, you know, stupid thing that we did and said. She was never, ever not there for us. And it's that unconditional aspect, that unconditional love is God love. And when we bring that love to ourselves, that's when the great stuff happens. And you bring that love through your passion, through your belief, and through aligning with your truth, even though it scares the living pants off you. Mm-hmm. Don?
I don't think I can really top that, but you know what, Joni, you've been awesome enough to reserve. I think the kids still use the term awesome. I think it's still an acceptable
I use it
term.
All the time.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. We're kids.
Yes. And to be able to, you know, I want to say again, 6 months ago, we sort of knew what we were doing. We had an idea. And then to be able to just envision you, I'm doing a lot of visualization work, thanks to Doreen Virtue's brand new book, Angels of Abundance. And that's so true. You know, and I, maybe in some way, shape, or form, I envisioned you being a part of this interview. And it was so beautiful. And we want to be able to get not specifically saying your message, but your healing out there, because you do phenomenal work. I can firmly say this for a fact that out of, and this is with all respect to every doctor that was angling my toes and my kneecaps, and as Joni said, I had a doctor for every body part. But Joni provided some of the most compassion, sincerity, and she didn't judge me. No matter what I was experiencing, no matter what time of the day or night, she didn't judge. And results have been seen. And yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, healings, they do take some time, especially if you got a lot of junk that you're releasing. So with all that being said, our Soluniverse listening audience, how can they connect with you? How can they book a reading? And if no one's heard about you just until, let's say, the end of this program, how could you sum yourself up in a nutshell?
Well, first, I want to thank both of you for having me again. It's an honor to be here and to co-host with the two of you. With you, both of you are such bright lights, and you have mastered the art of co-hosting a radio show. So kudos to both of you, as you have done marvelous, marvelous work bringing wonderfully beautiful scintillating guests on. You're jazzing up your audience, and you are illuminating the world with your messages. So I thank you, and I needed to say that first. People can find me on online. My website is www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you can also find me at JoniEisinger.com. You can also Google me. You'd find some podcasts and live radio shows that I've been doing. Pretty much what I do is I am an assistant. I'm a messenger. People come to me and they ask me many questions about many things. I always say, I am not a doctor, but I'm able to see into bodies, mm-hmm. and I can address health issues. I love doing psychic surgery. I work, one of my fortes is going into other lifetimes and assisting folks in understanding how they're present in this incarnation, this present life, how they're present difficulties stem from other lifetimes' traumas, and I'm able to connect the lifetimes where they can see what messages are important for them to understand, where forgiveness work might be indicated, where healing must be done, where energy is released, and then I move them back to this incarnation where we can talk about where we go from here. You'd see those bullet points on one of the pages on my website of all the different types of gifts that I do have. And I am of service. I was awakened about 10 years ago after a dark night of the soul, having a spiritual awakening where I became able to channel departed ones and pets and see into bodies and go into auras and past lifetimes and go through mirrors and many other psychedelic things that I never believed could be true. And today I'm living in the now. I feel joy and very blessed, and I wish to be of service to many.
Wow, absolutely touching.
I want to add one thing in closing on Joni's behalf, because some Universe listeners, I have experienced Joni's gift, and she went into one of my past lives, and ever since that day, I remember it was out of my deck. I felt everything that was going on. She was explaining it to me. It was absolutely phenomenal. And let me just tell you that the healing was immediate. And in saying that, I also want to add that, you know, everyone has a particular way, just as a personal trainer, as a weight loss coach, as a Soluminous coach, I may not be the answer for everyone. And everyone has that little bit, that little nugget, that little bit of connectedness. And my only invitation is this. It's like, give everyone a chance, try it out. There's something out there for you. And everyone has their own way and their own forte. And I think it's really important to say that because there are all different kinds of healing. And I, for one, have experienced Joni, and it was incredible. And tonight I experienced Mira Kelly, and just the sound of her voice and everything was incredible. And then the resonance of all of our messages in one, on one cast over the airwaves tonight was really, really superb. John?
And, you know, I forgot to mention, we have a program next week. That's right. This isn't the final program. This isn't, you know, just a 3-hour tour here at Soluminous Radio, but a licensed psychotherapist, educator, speaker, and the author of The Snowball Effect, How to Build Positive Momentum in Your Life, the talented, the beautiful Kristen Cathriel will be joining us, highly recommended from our dear friend and Soluminous Spirit, Sloan Rollins, Michelle. And I mean, come on, positive momentum. When you're thinking the snowball effect, you're thinking it's a big boulder of snow going down the hill in Colorado. And there's a little thing called positive momentum that, come on. If someone says, I can give you positive momentum, you'd probably say, how do I sign up? But her book is a lot more expansive than that. So I know that you're looking forward to Kristen's Soluminous interview next week.
I am. I've already read her book. It's awesome. It's great. It's like so engaging. It's easy to read, easy to apply. She has stories, illustrations. It's a guidebook. It's a step-by-step. The girl has a talent for distilling it down to what's important, what's interesting, and what can I do now? And in that way, she allows you to build momentum from day one. John?
Absolutely. Well, I do want to thank our executive producer, Jason Amaco, who as always does an excellent job as well. Michelle, I want to thank yourself. And Joni, I do want to thank you. Yes, she is so much fun that she all I have to say is bouncy house. And she knows what I'm talking about. She can do her work just like with laser-like precision right next to or adjacent to a bouncy house.
I think Joni's playing in her own bouncy house when she's doing her work because she loves her work so much, right?
Yeah. I just did an event a few days ago and there was a bouncy house outside and John had said, I want to see a picture of you doing your work in a bouncy house. And I wish that I could have. And then I get the message from you that night going, so? And I, had I wished.
Well,
that would have been the first. Funny.
So, Luniverse, there are times where you may be lost, scared, afraid, alone, all of the above, not knowing where to go. You may feel like a female dinosaur. It's okay. It's all right. It's all good. We assure you all is well, not only because all really is well, but because we're with you. The Soluniverse is with you. The Soluminous Summer continues. For Joni Eisinger, for Michelle Rober, I am John Masalonis. We will see you next week, Soluniverse, on June 18th with Kristen Cathriel. Namaste.